Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Delaware Property Records Search Tool streamlines due diligence for DEA agents. A new online resource lets users check Delaware property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in DE can accelerate transactions and reduce risk by accessing consolidated property data from ownership history to liens in a single search. Bookmark delaware.propertychecker.com/ for your next listing or buyer due diligence. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Delaware County Assessor Office, key resource for DE property valuations. The Delaware County Assessor's Office provides property assessment services for Oklahoma's Delaware County. Real estate professionals in DE rely on accurate county assessor data for property valuations, tax calculations, and transaction due diligence. Bookmark the Delaware County Assessor page for quick access to property records and assessment tools, /delaware.okcounties.org/offices/county-assessor. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. DE Recorder of Deeds launches cloud search with free property alert for parcel monitoring. The Delaware County Recorder of Deeds now offers two online search platforms, with Cloud Search exclusively providing electronically certified copies and a free property alert system that emails users whenever a document is recorded against their parcel ID. Real estate professionals in DE can automate parcel monitoring, receive instant recording notifications, and obtain certified copies digitally, reducing due diligence delays and protecting client interests. Look up your parcel ID and enroll in free property alert at /delco.gov/recorder-deeds/public-access-sites. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. What Delaware real estate pros should know about average commission rates. A new HomeLight resource breaks down the average real estate commission rate in Delaware and how much sellers typically pay realtors, plus tips to help clients retain more proceeds. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Delaware agents competitively price their services and clearly communicate value to sellers in the DE market. Review the full breakdown at www.homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-delaware/ to benchmark your own commission structure. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Delaware commission rates projected at 5.5% for 2026. Flat fee alternatives emerge. A Huzio analysis projects traditional real estate commissions in Delaware will reach 5.5% to 6% in 2026, while highlighting flat fee MLS services that could save sellers approximately $18,000. Delaware agents and brokers should anticipate continued pressure from cost-conscious sellers exploring commission alternatives in the local market. Review the full commission breakdown at s.wdoe.com/blog/real-estate-commissions-in-Delaware to prepare competitive positioning strategies. Delaware Real Estate Updates. Delaware County Assessor's Office launches new property record search tool. The Delaware County Assessor's Office, led by Lorena Ellis Cook, has introduced a new property record search platform at myassessor.org, replacing its old homepage while continuing to provide property assessment records, tax exemption information, and contact details. Real estate professionals in DE can now access Delaware County property assessments and exemption data through a streamlined digital portal, supporting faster due diligence and client advisory. Update your bookmarks and direct clients to www.myassessor1.org for Delaware County property records. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most DE jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.